Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. Charles, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. But yeah, I can guess what we're going to talk about today.
You think so?
I guarantee you there's going to be some Pro Bowl talk.
You're absolutely right.
Ryan Tannehill talk. Let's talk about Ryan Tannehill. I know, I'm sure people are pissed about this.
Well Charles, now that you brought it up.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, we all know the Pro Bowl, it's the most important thing in the NFL. But Titans fans, I mean, they're furious yesterday after Tannehill. Not included. Almost 3,500 yards, 31 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Was Tannehill snubbed, in your opinion?
It's a good argument. It really is. It's a really good argument. I personally would have put him in over Watson because wins, I think wins matter to me, and I don't knock the guy because he's got Derrick Henry in the backfield. Like I think he and Watson have been really comparable. I mean, Watson's having a unbelievable season, particularly when you consider that, you know, he lost DeAndre Hopkins. If you go and look at his last couple, you know, he loses Will Fuller. I mean, basically his best two receivers right now are Brandon Cooks, who's, you know, prone to getting a concussion when he sneezes, and, you know, David Johnson, who's, you know, a running back. And, but look, I think that part of what Tannehill suffers from is that, you know, Watson's had a more limited body of work, but it's sort of been very above the pale, beyond the pale for quarter. I mean, he's been really good. He's been above the waterline for what's considered a really good quarterback. I think that some people still look at Tannehill and hold some of the Miami years against him. You know, I'm sure there are people who in the league, you know, because coaches vote on this, players vote on this. I think, you know, winning some playoff games, you know, doing something in the postseason matters. It's unfortunate, but I definitely think that I would say this to Titans fans. It's not the worst snub in the world to lose out to Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Deshaun Watson. Like those are, unfortunately, he is in a division where there are a lot of really, really good quarterbacks in the AFC, and he's, you know, to get that nod, he's going to be duking. I hate the Pro Bowl, by the way. I can't believe we're talking about
it. We all do.
I really do. I hate that. I'm happy for the Titans because they're a guy, you know, I wanted to make, to me, I was like, all right, let me see. A.J. Brown's got to be on there. I was glad that A.J. Brown, obviously Derrick Henry. You know, Tannehill, I thought was going to be the real interesting revelation. And I knew the second I saw he didn't make it, that people would be pretty upset about, particularly about Deshaun Watson getting it ahead of him. I care about wins, so I would have given Tannehill the nod over Watson, but it's, you know, the criteria is different for everybody. I mean, I'm an MVP voter, and we have arguments within the group about, you know, what the criteria is for that. And a lot of this stuff is subjective, and I feel bad for Ryan because he's still carrying around some of the Miami stuff, and he's just not that guy anymore. But I also think that that's something that gets resolved, frankly, in postseason games and showing up. And I don't think Henry's not going to hurt him. If Tannehill goes and he shows out in the postseason, you earn your rep there. You know, guys will get beyond just saying, well, he's a function of this or a function of that. Or there's always going to be people that will probably pick on him, but I do think that the opportunity is there to kind of shed that by continuing to do what he's done recently in Tennessee. I think guys are getting over this with Tannehill. I do. I think he's getting past it. It's just not quite there yet.
Yeah, well, look, I hate the Pro Bowl too. We all hate the Pro Bowl. But, I mean, the Pro Bowl honors matter to guys, right? I mean, it matters. They matter to fans. Yeah. It's like all American in college or the highs or whatever. I mean, it still matters. I'll tell you, Charles, I'm biased personally in this situation. One, I think a lot of people have, when they've seen Tannehill, he hasn't been great like in the playoffs. But I have a personal bias. I would have done Watson, Mahomes, Tannehill. I've watched Josh Allen play live 3 times. He has sucked every time. Now, I know that he's good. He's really good. But I also think Tannehill compares favorably to him this year, including beating him head-to-head and way outplaying him in that game.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, Allen's another, I mean, that's another one that, you know, you could definitely make the argument, but I think what Allen has going for him is just that he has continually taken a big step forward, you know, and I think, you know, like you said, you watched him and he's been bad. Well, I've watched him a couple of games, he's been exceptional. So it's, it depends what are you watching? And I think when you get, there's also an element too here of, particularly when players vote. So like, it was interesting because I remember talking to a couple guys about Allen, before the draft last year when, it was like the Freeman kid, the big quarterback who had the massive arm. He ended up going on draft, the kid out of Buffalo, the out of Buffalo University. And, yep. I was talking to some players about Josh Allen, and literally there are players who are like, dude, his arm is better than Mahomes. They're like, dude, he's got a better arm than Mahomes. And like guys who are, I think some guys do vote on traits, like what it's like to play against a guy and the exceptional qualities a player has. You will see players who will vote for those guys. They won't break down stats. They won't break. They'll go, what do I worry about when I'm on the field with this guy? And I will say that, you know, I would tend to believe that players respect Josh Allen to a pretty high degree right now because of some of the games he's put together, what he brings to the table physically. Yeah, has he had some terrible dumb moments? Of course, yeah. I think he's still working that out of his out of his game. But there's no good way around this. I mean, I agree with people who think that Tannehill should have been there. I don't have any problem with that at all. I would disagree that it's not a debate. I do believe it's a debate.
Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Charles, a pretty intense game coming on Sunday Night Football this week between the Titans and the Packers. What stands out to you about that matchup from the Titans' point of view?
Well, I want to see him beat the crap out of the Packers running the football. I still think the Packers, when you sit there and you look at NFC teams, and I said this all season long, there are 5 or 6 teams where they could make the Super Bowl, because I think every NFC team has some exceptional qualities, and I think they all have some fundamental flaws. And I still believe the Green Bay Packers, although the numbers reflect them being more of a middle-of-the-pack run defense, I disagree with that. I think they've played some bad running backs this year, and I think, you know, and every time they've played guys who have – you know, even a marginal quality level, those guys have hurt the Packers a little bit. Go back and look at what David Montgomery and the Bears did to the Packers a few weeks ago. I think that is a flaw that the Packers have. When I talk about, people are like, well, you know, do you put them in the Super Bowl? I'm like, I don't know, because I watched Raheem Mostert kill them last year in the NFC Championship game, and I don't know how, you know, what's really been repaired from that. I still see them being a team that can get gouged. And then this matchup, I'm like, okay, now we're going to find out. Because, you know, Derrick Henry, no one can stop him at this point. I mean, it's an embarrassment. It's a highlight reel every single time, you know, he steps on the field on Sunday. And to me, this is going to showcase. I was excited about it because I'm like, good, I want to see. Like, can the Packers stop this guy? Nobody can really stop this guy, but they're going to have to throw every single thing they can at him. And this is the type of game where I would not be surprised at all if it's a 200-yard game for Derrick Henry, because I think the Packers are absolutely vulnerable to a dominant physical back, and they absolutely can be worn down. And if I were the Titans, that's the type of game I would want to play, because, you know, I think Rodgers, as great as Rodgers has been, he is still vulnerable to tempo games, you know, games where you know, he's waiting a long time to get on the field, and it'll be a fun one for Titans fans to watch if you haven't seen Aaron Rodgers this year, because I'm telling you right now, he's playing as well as I've ever seen him play. I talked to somebody in Green Bay about the whole MVP vote, and this guy's like, listen, I'm telling you, this is the best season Aaron Rodgers has ever had, and it's hard when you watch him to not agree with that.
So, Charles, I think we could all agree that, you know, tanking is not in the vocabulary of NFL players. You know, they don't tank games, but organizations are okay with that. Maybe. How devastated are the Jets right now, and how big is this for the Jags that they are now in line to get Trevor Lawrence?
Well, I'd say parts of organizations are okay with that when it depends on what your future is. I think the Jets, it was an interesting situation because you have a coaching staff that they could care less about Trevor Lawrence because they know they're all fired. Like, they know we're done. When the season's over, every single one of us can lose a job. We want to go out here, and we don't want 0-16 hung on us. We don't want that on our resume for the rest of our careers. Players don't want that. None of those players care about Trevor Lawrence, you know, and pretty much what ends up happening is you get these weird, you get a weird environment inside of organizations when you have front offices that and ownership that has to think about the next 10 years, the next 15 years. And you've gone through such a horrific season. You get beyond 0-11, 0-12, and 0-13. You start to go, okay, well, what's the payoff for this? Because there's got to be something on the other side of this that's going to make this worthwhile. When the Lions went 0-16, they went and got Matt Stafford. You know, they threw away the guy's career, but I would argue that was worth the 0-16 because you got a guy who was, you know, had a ton of talent. And even though you mismanaged it, I don't think there was any question that Stafford was worth, you know, that pick. Well, Lawrence is that guy. And I would say that the general manager, people in the personnel department and the owner are absolutely obliterated, you know, over what happened, you know, beating the Rams. It's not like they want to lose that game, but I think they were frustrated that Jacksonville was just not relenting in their ability to lose. And I know their evaluation on Trevor Lawrence was through the roof. And not only is it through the roof, from what I understand, their distance between 1 and 2 in terms of the quarterbacks is pretty significant. So it's not like they're sitting there going, well, hey, you know, we still get Fields, and Fields is really close. I don't know if they believe that Fields is close. Now they're in this situation where they have to start asking themselves, if we're going to take a quarterback, is that guy better than Darnold? And that's just a whole other, you know, animal to deal with. What a game. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Charles Robinson.
Worst guys, that had to be the worst loss I think the NFL has seen in I've struggled to really
long time.
Understand.
Incredible.
Because the Jets are so bad. Yeah, it's one of the worst upsets ever.
Yeah, it was just atrocious. It's one of those things that just leaves you shaking your head. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. Charles, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us. I promise next week there will be no Pro Bowl discussion whatsoever.
Hey, I appreciate that, and I feel for Titans fans. I get it. I totally understand the frustration. But I'm just telling you, just stop listening to – there's too many people out there that, you know, everybody's going to be heard about what people's opinions are, Ryan Tannehill or whatever. But you know what? 95% of those people never watched Tannehill, haven't seen him play this year, probably didn't see him play last year. Like, I don't think they understand, you know, his development as a player. And again, the opportunity is there for him to continue to change how people look at him. And that's really the silver lining for all of us.
Charles, hope you have a great Christmas, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Be safe.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll react to a little of what Charles had to say there. And also look ahead to the AFC South, maybe what it looks like next year. Is Trevor Lawrence going to be a part of that? That's on the other side of the break. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.